This is the Full Circle Weekly News. News items are compiled by Arnfried Walbrecht and read by myself, Ronnie Tucker. This show covers the 21st to the 27th of March. OneCloud Pi device to run on Snappy Ubuntu Core 1604 LTS and Raspberry Pi 3 from Softpedia.com. The idea behind the self-hosted device, which will be powered by the OneCloud server software, was to combine a Raspberry Pi single board computer with a Western Digital disk drive into an easy to install and out of the box container. Well, it looks like the community's response was more than positive, and many great proposals and ideas were received for the OwnCloud Pi project. The OwnCloud Pi images are based on the latest Snappy Ubuntu Core 1604 LTS, which was designed by Canonical for embedded and IoT devices, as well as the new Raspberry Pi Model 3. At the moment, the team is working hard on finishing their OwnCloud Pi device solution based on the next generation of Snappy Ubuntu Core. Thus, the new 64-bit Raspberry Pi 3 computer helps them with the obstacles encountered during previous tests running on the Raspberry Pi 2 board. Endless Mini Computer succeeds, from Examiner.com. Endless Computer's attempt at a small, sleek, spherical desktop computer that costs less than $100 has succeeded. The Endless Mini features an AM Logic quad-core ARM Cortex A5, a 1.5 GHz Mali 450 GPU, and either a 24GB solid-state drive and 1GB of RAM for $79, or a 32GB SSD and 2GB of RAM for $99. It's based on Linux, which gives it a speedy startup and usability. It also incorporates over 100 apps made specifically for Endless Computers, including Wikipedia and Khan Academy. The new Mini is specifically for people in developing nations who have never used a computer before and or have limited access to the internet. Its educational apps, including the encyclopedia and its other learning platforms, are stored on the computer itself, supplemented by the internet when accessible. NVIDIA 364.12 Linux driver out now with Vulkan 1.0, Wayland and Mir support, from Softpedia.com. According to the release notes, the NVIDIA 364.12 driver brings in major changes, starting with support for the new Vulkan 1.0 API, support for the GeForce 920MX and GeForce 930MX cards, as well as initial support for DRM KMS, which is Direct Rendering Manager Kernel Mode Setting. Support for the Wayland and Mir display servers has been improved as well, thanks to the addition of new EGL extensions. There's also a new Wayland platform library, which allows Wayland compositors to share EGL buffers with Wayland apps. Moreover, there's now a new Linux kernel module, which has been designed from the offset by NVIDIA to be registered as a DRM driver, including support for both DRM, KMS, and Prime features. Ubuntu BSD brings Ubuntu and FreeBSD together, from itsfoss.com. Ubuntu BSD is bringing the experience of Ubuntu on top of a FreeBSD kernel. Quite unsurprisingly, Ubuntu BSD has taglined itself as Unix for human beings. If you remember, Ubuntu uses the tagline Linux for human beings and have actually made it possible for a normal human to use Linux. Ubuntu BSD aims to do the same, which is to make Unix accessible and usable by beginners. Ubuntu BSD is not the first Linux experience on top of a free BSD kernel. When Debian opted out of systemd, it resulted in the birth of the Debian GNU/KFreeBSD operating system. It's a port of Debian that had run on top of a free BSD rather than the usual Linux kernel. Ubuntu BSD is a similar implementation of Ubuntu on the FreeBSD kernel. The first beta release of Ubuntu BSD is out and it has been codenamed Escape from Systemd. It is based on Ubuntu 15.10 and FreeBSD kernel 10.1. It ships with the XFCE desktop and is designed for both desktop and server. ZFS support is included as well, although it does have a text-based installer. Ubuntu 16.04 LTS Final Beta, now in Feature Freeze, lands March 24th. From Softpedia.com. Ubuntu 16.04 LTS will finally be available for beta testing as Canonical releases the final beta ISO images to users worldwide. This is so that they can help test the operating system before it hits final production later this spring, April 21st, 2016. Canonical's development cycle for Ubuntu Linux only includes a single final beta build of the operating system, while the rest of the opt-in flavors participate in Alpha 1, Alpha 2, and Beta 1 milestones. Feature freeze for Ubuntu means that the addition of new features to the upcoming OS has stopped, and from this point only critical bugs will be fixed until the final version of Ubuntu 16.04 hits the streets. From March 24th, users will be able to download the live ISO images of Ubuntu 16.04 LTS Final Beta, which will be made available for both 64-bit and 32-bit hardware architectures, powered by the latest long-term support Linux kernel 4.4. The Ubuntu tablet BQ Aquaris M10 will be available for pre-order on March the 28th. From Softpedia.com. At the end of February, during the MWC 2016, Canonical had the forthcoming Ubuntu tablet on display at their huge booth, and those who attended the Mobile World Congress event this year had that great pleasure of seeing it in action, along with the Ubuntu Convergence. Canonical said on social media that their first ever Ubuntu tablet device, the BQ Aquaris M10, would be available soon, but now it's official, you can pre-order the tablet from BQ's online store starting Monday, March the 28th. Unfortunately, the most important piece of information is still missing, and that's the price of the tablet. But price and shipping information will be available on March 28th. Tele2 adopts Canonical's open source OpenStack cloud for NFV. From thevarguy.com. Canonical scored another major telecom partnership related to Ubuntu this week, when Tele2 announced that it's also moving more operations to the cloud using Canonical's Ubuntu-based OpenStack platform. Tele2 is a major European telecommunications provider. On Wednesday, it announced that it is migrating more of its infrastructure to the cloud by adopting OpenStack and Network Functions Virtualization, or NFV. The company is partnering with Canonical to do that by leveraging Bootstack, Canonical's managed Ubuntu-based OpenStack private cloud offering. Tele2 says it chose Canonical and Ubuntu because it wants to keep its services open. The announcement is a major win for Canonical, which has been working hard to make inroads in the telecommunications sector. Tele2's endorsement of the Ubuntu-based OpenStack offering shows a similar move earlier this year by AT&T, which is also collaborating with Canonical on migrating telecommunications infrastructure to the cloud. That's it for this week. For more news and to get the PDF magazine, go to fullcirclemagazine.org, or you can find this podcast on TuneIn Radio at tunein.com, on Stitcher Radio at stitcher.com, and in Player FM at player.fm. And I'll see you next time.